If you had to pick three top supplements for longevity, kind of which three would you pick? You're only allowed three.
That's a great question. There are a lot of interesting ones. So, one I would definitely pick is microdosed lithium. So, because we see there is a lot of great science behind it. There have been done clinical trials where even a very low dose of lithium is given to people with cognitive impairment and pre-Alzheimer's. And we see it can slow down the cognitive decline in humans on the condition the clinical trial lasts long enough. So ideally not a few months, but ideally 6 months or much or longer. But we also see in a lot of scientific studies that in regions in the world where there is much more lithium in the drinking water, that there is, let's say, less mortality in those areas and less suicide risk too, because lithium, it's been used as a mood stabilizer to treat bipolar disorder, but that's in much, much higher doses. So we are speaking of microdosed lithium, which is a dose which is a few hundred times lower than lithium given as a drug to treat manic periods or let's say bipolar disorder, where people have these very high mood swings. But even in very low doses of lithium, microdose lithium, we also see a mood stabilizing effect apparently in studies done in animals and in humans. But there's a lot of great science that lithium reduces mortality in humans and can slow down brain aging. And it also has all kinds of interesting effects. It's it can upregulate epigenetically specific genes that create a protein that protects the brain. It has other interesting effects on, let's say, protein homeostasis. So it can improve autophagy, so digestion of proteins, because protein accumulation is one of the reasons why we age and so on. So I think microdose lithium is like 1 milligram of lithium or 300 micrograms of lithium per day is a very interesting longevity ingredient. Another interesting one is alpha-ketoglutarate, AKG, the calcium form. That's important because most supplements, they just provide alpha-ketoglutarate, not calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. But we see that the studies done in animals where we see that AKG extends lifespan and health span, specifically in elderly animals, that it's the calcium form. So, but AKG or alpha-ketoglutarate is a very interesting molecule. It occurs naturally in our bodies. When we age, levels decline. It's a fuel for our mitochondria. So these are the tiny little cell organelles that provide energy, and in the process to in doing so, they need alpha ketoglutarate. It also has epigenetic effects. So AKG is an important, let's say, substrate for very important epigenetic modifying enzymes called TET enzymes. They are involved in the methyl aspects of our DNA, the methylation. And interestingly, AKG works together with vitamin C in that regard. So a lot of people talk about vitamin C as an antioxidant, but vitamin C also has a lot of epigenetic effects. And that's why we combined in our nutraceutical vitamin C with alpha-ketoglutarate, because those are two substrates for the TET enzymes, which are involved in methylation processes and in the epigenetic maintenance in general. So I think alpha-ketoglutarate would be a second interesting one. For a third one, there are so many others. Fisetin is very interesting as a substance. But I think also glucosamine. It's something that's very, let's say, well known. Glucosamine is often used to improve joint health as a supplement, so you can go out and buy it in every store. It's important, by the way, to buy glucosamine sulfate, not just glucosamine without a sulfate form. There's a lot of discussion about this, but it's a very long story also, because some doctors still are skeptical about glucosamine. Does it really improve joint health? Yes, but it's very important to use the right form of glucosamine. So you need to use a sulfate form, and ideally also a more crystalline, very pure supplement, because the quality of the supplement is very important, and some trials don't show effects of glucosamine on joint health, but it's because they didn't use a sulfate form or not a high quality form, and etc. But that's another discussion, perhaps for another talk. But glucosamine, very little people know it can also extend lifespan. So if you give glucosamine to animals, they live longer. And also glucosamine is one of the very few or supplements associated with increased lifespan in humans or reduced mortality. So they have done large studies in the US and in Europe where they looked at people and they looked at the supplements they took and they looked at do these people live longer. And as expected, most supplements did not reduce mortality in humans. They didn't have an effect on lifespan, but only a very few had. And among them were glucosamine. So glucosamine was associated with reduced mortality in humans quite considerably, actually. And there was also a study quite recently in the British Medical Journal where they found that also one of the very little or few supplements associated with reduced cardiovascular problems or mortality was, again, glucosamine. And that's very interesting because glucosamine is a component of the extracellular matrix, which is the glue that glues together our cells. But we see more and more that actually a lot of supplements or ingredients that can extend lifespan acts or are components of the extracellular matrix. And that's interesting, like also hyaluronic acids can also extend lifespan. It's an it's a component of the extracellular glue that glues our cells together. Acetyl glucosamine, not to to be confused with glucosamine because it has different effects, but also acetyl glucosamine has been shown to extend lifespan. And the glucosamine 2 and chondroitin 2 actually. So so that's I think glucosamine is also very interesting, but make sure you use the right form. So this would be like three interesting supplements, but there are many others, of course.
Yes. Yeah.